You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Oh, well, it did lift. Rain, children. Rain on my Lord. A diddly. Rain. Diddly. Rain. Diddly. Oh, oh, my Lord. Diddly.
And we sure did get our share of rain this week, along with all the mudslides and sewage overflows. There's a bit more in the forecast this weekend, but nothing too serious. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about the record wet weather we've been having both here and in California. Also, salt from the sky. A surprising amount of it comes down on us naturally. First, Cliff, what's the forecast around here for the long weekend?
Well, it's going to start off pretty nice today. All the weather's going to California, and so we'll have partly cloudy skies, maybe a little bit of sun, temperature getting up into the mid-50s, so pretty nice, and virtually no chance of rain anywhere in the lowlands, so very nice day. Now, the weekend, we'll see deterioration, but not very quickly. Saturday, a weak system will be coming into us, and I expect some light rain Saturday afternoon, but nothing heavy at all. Temperatures getting up to around 50, so a pretty decent day, except for some light showers, so bring your Gore-Tex or a little umbrella and you'll be fine. Then Sunday, well, it's going to start off probably relatively dry, but I expect some showers to develop during the afternoon, and it could, in fact, get heavier at night. So Sunday night is when a real system starts coming in, and temperatures getting up probably to 47, 48. So not a bad day, but I think there will be rain. Monday looks like more steady rain, temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. So, a pretty typical weekend around here, nothing severe. And no substantial flooding or any kind of a concern here in the Northwest. On the other hand, in California, it's a different story. The plume of strong moisture, the atmospheric river that was over us and caused sewage overflows and all kinds of problems, moved south into California. So first there was fairly heavy rain in the Sierras, and now it's down in Southern California. And it really is a very threatening situation. Some areas from Santa Barbara to Los Angeles, particularly in the mountains, are going to get 5 to 10 inches of rain. And in the lowlands in Los Angeles, maybe 3 inches. So this is a place that's not used to heavy rain. And these are intensities, or this could be enough rain that I expect some flooding. There'll be some flash flooding in the mountains. And places that there have been fires, you could have debris flows. So it's a serious situation in Southern California. And what's happened is the jet that was normally up here has gone south into California, and they're getting all the weather, at least for the next day or two.
And while it's over here for now, people are talking about a record wet February.
Well, February's been very wet, but the earlier part of the winter was dry. So altogether, we're at normal or a little bit below normal for precipitation. But the last few weeks have been quite wet, and February might end up being a record for that month.
So really pretty mild around here right now. But it wasn't that long ago that we were dealing with snow and thinking about putting salt on our roads. Turns out salt also comes from the sky.
That's right. There's been a lot of concern about snow and getting rid of snow, particularly in Portland. And there's issues about using salt. And some people are concerned about using salt, worried that it'll hurt the ecosystems. But I think it's very important to keep in mind that we have a steady rain of salt falling down over western Washington and western Oregon. And the origin of this salt is the ocean. You have breaking waves, and those waves and also the winds can blow water off of the ocean surface. And we eject salt water into the atmosphere. That salt can evaporate. And as the winds, which come from the west and move to the east of our region, move the salt over us, some of it falls down, some of it's precipitated down by rain. So we do get a steady rain of salt over us during the year. It's worse during stormy and windy periods. And in fact, we get approximately 7 kilograms or 15 pounds of salt over each 2.5 acres here in the lowlands of western Washington. So it's actually quite a bit.
Interesting. Now, are there any impacts from this natural salt coming from the ocean in terms of our weather?
In fact, there are. These salt particles attract water. It's called hygroscopic particles. They tend to absorb moisture. Now, that actually causes our visibility to decline. So during the summer, if all of a sudden you see the visibility going down, that's probably due to these little salt particles gathering some water as they come inland. These little particles can also form the core of precipitation drops. So some of our precipitation can be traced to these little salt particles that gather water around them.
Who knew? Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.